from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Timmins and District Hospital is getting help from the province to cover COVID-19 related costs from a one-time fund for hospitals across Ontario. Timmins MPP George Peary says TADH will receive more than $5 million for incremental operations and $472,000 for pandemic prevention and containment. There's no evidence that whoever smashed the glass in a door at Northern Credit Union on Mountjoy Street North yesterday actually went inside. The incident of the door being damaged between the ATM lobby and the main part of the building was reported to city police at about 4:30. They say the suspect fled on foot. It's hoped that surveillance video helps identify the window breaker. A meeting is underway to decide if an emergency hearing on the state of travel in Canada is needed. The House of Commons Transport Committee has received the request from the opposition. The hearing would probe how travelers on Via Rail and airline passengers were treated over the holiday season. Passengers on both Via and Sunwing struggled to get to their destinations. Many were left stranded because of weather and cancelled trains and flights. Canada is targeting Iranian propaganda with a new round of sanctions. This comes as protests enter their fourth month after a woman died in the custody of Iran's morality police for violating the country's dress code. The Canadian government says two Iranian officials and three entities are complicit in the brutal repression of brave Iranian voices. Back to the National Exhibition Centre granted to Timmins in 1972 as we examine local history. Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says it opened in February 1975 in South Porcupine. One of the first exhibits that visited included Frederick W. Schumacher's art collection.
And those were all old masters, so they were actually showing things like Rembrandts and Tintorettos and all those wonderful things within the context of that exhibition.
The paintings were originals, not prints. Next week, adding a community museum to the exhibition center. And ongoing thanks to Karen Bachman and the museum for providing the resources for our weekly history feature. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.